News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Difficulties have been raised at the Oireachtas Climate Action Committee over these plans for the members to recommend an increase in carbon tax. And to discuss this morning, we're joined by the Sinn Féin spokesperson on climate change, Brian Stanley, who's a member of the committee, and also Eamon Ryan, the Green Party leader, who's also on the committee as well. My thanks to you both for joining us this morning. Can I start with you, Brian, first on the line today? Just are the carbon taxes, do you think, are they a real solution to try and help to deal with climate change?
Well, the first thing I would say to you is that we have many good things in the report. However, we have carbon tax at the moment here in this state. Proposals to multiply it by five, we believe, will not lead to a change in behaviour if we don't have the alternatives for people to switch to. In other words, if we don't have alternative ways to heat people's homes, reduce, very importantly, the amount of energy that you're using by having better insulation, and retrofitting homes, if we don't improve our public transport, if we don't have better regional transport, if we don't start reducing our commuting times to work, getting people to work nearer to home and to work from home, and very, very importantly, that in relation to the electric vehicles, that we have a good charging system and a network, and the electric vehicles are affordable. But we must also, the big issue here is how we generate our power. And we have to switch, from using fossil fuels using renewables.
Okay. Can I just ask you though, Brian, in January, Mary Lou MacDonald, your leader, signalled your own openness to carbon taxes, and she called on the parties, you know, not to go on their high horse basically about them. Has Sinn Féin, is that what you've done? Have you gone off on your high horse now?
Not at all. If you read the full article of what Mary Lou MacDonald actually said, and there was, extracts from what she said in an interview, selected extracts taken, but if you read the full thing of what she actually said was, that we had to tread very carefully, that options had to be examined. And we have done all of that. And we have looked at what's happened internationally in terms of carbon taxes and their effects and what the best way forward is. And
okay, we've done so you're saying no to carbon taxes?
No. What I'm saying is that we have a carbon tax at the moment. That's there. What we're saying is we're saying no to any increase in carbon tax.
Okay.
Or any new carbon tax.
Okay, let me just hold you there for a moment, Brian, if you don't mind just staying with us on the line, because we're joined in studio by the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan. Eamon, no further increase to carbon taxes. That's what Brian Stanley's saying. What's your response to that?
Well, tomorrow, right across the country, there's going to be climate strikers leaving school and protesting for climate action, asking that we start to take this issue seriously, we the policymakers in the Dáil and elsewhere. And they're saying that we have to follow the recommendations of the IPCC, the International Panel on Climate Change, and their report last October, which says we've 12 years to act. And the scale of the challenge is immense. They're saying that their demands are that we should heed the advice of the Citizens' Assembly, which met and looked at this issue. And one of their main recommendations is we should put up the price. Now, I think we can do that in a way. We have to at the same time do everything else Brian said. We're going to have to improve retrofit our homes. We're going to have to invest, changing investment away from roads investment into public transport. We're going to have to generate our own power. And that's all for the good in this country. But the further addition we have to do is we have to make sure if we do put any increase, that we protect those in low incomes, protect those in rural Ireland, so they're not adversely affected.
I'm going to come to you, Eamon, about that model in a moment. But just a piece in the front of the Times Ireland edition today, this ESRI report says that households will pay significantly higher energy costs if carbon tax is increased. But of course, they will be better off in the long term. That is going to be an issue for people.
That report is the first bit of really detailed analysis that what would happen if, yes, you put up the price of carbon, but actually all the revenue from any increase would go back to households. And what their detailed modelling analysis shows is that would actually see a net increase in the real disposable income of households. Secondly, there's been research done by Sue Scott and others, and this is all over the world, as the same research shows, that when you give the revenue back, so you're raising it, you're putting the price on to give a signal to switch to this cleaner future. All the revenues, though, it's not a tax in the sense that we don't want it to go into the exchequer. We want to give it back to the households. And the ESRI analysis shows, sorry, that is a net gain for the whole economic system. But crucially, what Sue Scott and others have shown is that those on lower incomes actually benefit because they tend to use less. The richer tend to use more. So the richer would end up having a net payment. Those most people in poorer categories would end up with a net gain.
Okay, let me,
and that's what I'm saying to Sinn Féin and People for Profit. Why would you not support a progressive tax measure that helps those in lower incomes?
Okay, well, let's ask Brian Stanley. Brian, why would you not support that?
Well, the facts are is that carbon tax is a very regressive tax. Eamon is actually wrong. If you look at what happened in British Columbia, Canada, where we have a population of 4.6 million people, very similar to this state, what actually happened was that they introduced what's called the fee and dividend model, and emissions have gone up, not down actually there. If you look at actually other ERSI reports, which said that poorer households would feel the burden more than richer households, because they are using less and they get less back. But they also have much smaller incomes, and there's a greater percentage of their income spent trying to keep warm. I'm thinking particularly of pensioners. I'm thinking of workers, people who are going to work this morning, who are working for the minimum wage or just above the minimum wage, and who will go home this evening and try and heat their apartment. And just think of the situation with renters. What happens with renters who are actually in housing stock that is the hardest to heat, that are during the least energy efficient homes?
Okay, but even as Eamon was saying there, Brian, like there will be a rebate. People will get the money back. And if they reduce their usage, in many cases, they could actually even make money.
No, you won't make money. The facts are is that this will impact on middle and low income households disproportionately. And if you don't, you can charge what you like at the moment. I mean, there's talks of, if you put on the ticket...
Let me just bring Eamon back in, please, on that point.
From the ESRI, which have the best modelling equipment to look at what happened in the economy, shows that it does lead to a net gain for the bottom decile, the bottom five or seven deciles, the lower income categories. But can I just make this other point? Brian's right in terms of we have to protect renters and protect those lower incomes, not just the compress. Compress is only one of the tools. It's not the key one, but it does lead, the ESRI analysis we put out yesterday shows, it does lead a 17% cut in emissions compared to business as usual. That's not small.
Okay.
We're going to end up paying this country massive
let me just ask you one question, because from the text coming in, Eamon, today, one big issue people have about this is the way the rebate will work. The idea that you'll pay up front, you'll get the money back at the end of the year, you'll probably get it back in around Christmas time when people are forking out and paying for loads of other extra additional expenses. Could that rebate system not be reworked some way?
Yes. Can I just say this? We're not going to make the same mistake here as made in water charges, and something's not going to be forced through. And part of this debate and the Citizens' Assembly looking at this is all about looking at the options. So we shouldn't rule anything either out or how it's actually done. We have until October to make up our minds. I think what the committee should do is look at all the options and actually see which the best one that actually protects people. Now, we could give the money back in the way that Irish Water Check was given back. So there's a precedent which shows that actually you can manage it, that every household gets an equal share back. Other people are arguing that we should give the money in grants. That has some benefits, but I think there's a weakness in the sense that some would gain and others wouldn't. The advantage of a fee and dividend is that everyone gets the money back. And for those who actually make some of the switches to the low cost alternatives, they save most.
Okay.
And last but not least, at the same time, critically, we put in place the measures. We use other state money to improve social housing and help renters so that they're not stuck.
There's a lot more to be discussed on this, and we will return to it again for another day. But my thanks to you both for joining us this morning. Unfortunately, time's against us. Sinn Féin spokesperson on climate change, Brian Stanley, and also the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan. My thanks to you both for joining us today.